The subway system in Greater Boston was born in 1897. Since then, over 140 stations have been added to the system. Of these, 6 stops are in Cambridge.
Attention passengers, the next Red Line train to Alewife is now approaching.
Alewife Station is one of the major commuting hubs in Cambridge. From here, you can get on the Red Line subway, or you can take buses to suburban areas. Outside Alewife, you will find a major athletic complex called Russell Field.
In between the two Cambridge stops of Alewife and Porter Square lies Davis Square, which is one of the liveliest and most exciting neighborhoods in Somerville, and a short walk from a North Cambridge neighborhood.
Next stop, Porter Square.
The Porter Square station is home to a number of public art installations, from the bronze gloves alongside the Mint escalator, to the interlocking murals above it, to the kinetic sculpture outside the station. The Porter Square station is close to the North and West Cambridge neighborhoods, as well as Lesley University and a variety of shopping centers.
Next stop, Harvard Square.
Harvard Square is one of Cambridge's most visited areas, home to street musicians, eating places, and stores. These attractions neighbor Harvard University, home to some of the world's most advanced innovators, thinkers, and artists.
Next stop, Central Square.
Getting out of the Central Square subway station drops you right on Massachusetts Avenue, near City Hall and the main post office. This is the nearest stop to the Cambridgeport neighborhood, and it's one of the centers of commercial activity and nightlife in the city.
Entering Kendall MIT.
The Kendall Square station is home to the Kendall Band, 3 human-powered instruments created by Paul Matisse, the grandson of famous artist Henri Matisse. Step out of the station and you'll find yourself in the heart of the Kendall Square Business and Research District, just down the street from MIT and home to some of the world's most renowned scientists and engineers.
Next stop, Charles MGH.
The next stop, Charles MGH, is in Boston, but on the way there, you'll come up from underground to cross the Charles River and see a stunning view of the Cambridge and Boston skylines.
Cambridge has one stop called Lechmere on the Green Line subway in the East Cambridge area. From there, you can get to the nearby Museum of Science or the Galleria Mall, which is home to over 120 shops.
Another great transportation option is buses. They go through all the neighborhoods of Cambridge, and many are powered by compressed natural gas, emission-controlled diesel, or even pure electricity.
One train, or bus, uses much less energy than its passengers would if they all drove in their own cars. It's convenient, and it helps to reduce your carbon footprint.
So make sure to use public transportation when you visit Cambridge.